War is a life-changing and life-shaping experience for a child living through wartime. There's the fear, the uncertainty, and the expectation that you need to grow up fast. Dorothy Taylor is now 86. She lives in Canberra. And here for our Life in 500 Words series, she remembers her experience of leaving London at the outbreak of the Second World War.
On September the 1st, 1939, my life changed dramatically. I was, until that time, a young child of eight who had lived in the care of my mother and older sister. Now things were about to change dramatically. War between Britain and Germany was imminent, and all the children in London were being evacuated to the countryside, where it was hoped they would be in less danger. At 8 o'clock on that fateful day, my mother had checked to see that her four children were clutching their small cases of basic clothing, plus had some sandwiches to last for the day, and had their gas masks hanging around their necks. Thus, suitably attired, we'd all walked together to the playground of the primary school. There, the headmaster addressed the hundreds of children standing before him, urging them to be brave and saying that they should remember what good behaviour and courage was expected of them. As we set off along the road, we children regarded the whole adventure as if it was some new Sunday school outing of challenge and excitement. But the mothers ran along beside us, many of them with tears streaming down their faces. For they knew that this was going to be no outing of ease and pleasure. One mother, whom I barely knew, thrust her little three-year-old daughter in my arms, saying, "Dorothy, I know you're a good girl. Please take care of Jennifer for me." And with that, she fled, leaving little Jennifer Green in my care. I looked down at this little frightened mite clutching her teddy bear that was the only familiar thing to her at that moment. I gave her the biggest smile that I could muster, saying, "Hi, Jennifer. Here, give me your case to carry. We'll be just fine together." Soon after, we reached the station and boarded the train to no one knew where. But after a couple of hours, we arrived at a very small country town in Sussex called Three Bridges, whose only claim to fame seemed to be that it had the railway passing through it. "All out! All out!" came the command from the railway porter. And this time we had to march for half an hour to the playground of the local school. The sun was high in the sky by then, and it was very hot. We were tired, thirsty and hungry, for our sandwiches had long disappeared, and it had been a long way for Jenny's little legs to have carried her. We sat on our cases in the school playground while people from the area were coming to collect children one by one. Before long, the playground was almost deserted, but it seemed that no one wanted two girls of our ages. Eventually, well into the afternoon, an old car drove up with the local furniture upholsterer and his wife inside. "Yes," they said, "we'll take those two little girls." And with that, we were bundled inside the rickety car with the two strangers who, out of the goodness of their hearts, had agreed to take care of us. Up to that time, I had been the one being looked after. But now, I was the one to be taking care of someone else. I looked down at the little figure she sat beside me. "I won't let you down, little Jenny. I'll do my very best." For at that moment, I knew that I had grown up.
Dorothy Taylor, all grown up at 8 years old in England at the start of the Second World War. And thank you, Dorothy, for sharing that with us in a voice memo. And our sound engineer, John Jacobs, for the lovely sound design on that piece. You can contribute to Life in 500 Words too with a story about a turning point in your life. Record yourself using the Voice Memo app on your smartphone. 500 words is roughly 3 to 4 minutes, and more instructions on how to do it and how to get it to us are on our website. You'll see the Life in 500 Words icon on the right-hand side of the Life Matters homepage.